It has begun. The insanity, the mayhem, the buying. It is known as Black Friday. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, it has begun. Black Friday. The craziest, most insane, and busiest shopping day of the year is here. Even though there are reports now that say that the busiest day is in fact the Saturday before Christmas, but the powers that be at the retail giants of America still cling to the belief that they have to inflict upon their employees that they must all be there on the early morning hours of the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, this was supposed to be a holiday. In reality, all it is now is, well, it's feeding your body and preparing for the next day. Get plenty of turkey and all that other fun stuff into your body. Take a nice long nap, and then get up early in the morning and go buy a bunch of stuff that you really can't afford. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am a cynical bastard. A very cynical bastard. Thank you. Here's the deal. As I speak, over there at Hellmark, there are hundreds of people, perhaps even 1,000, perhaps even 2,000 people inside the store, desperately looking for buggies, snatching up this, that, and the other in a desperate attempt to buy what their loved ones most want, or at least what they think their loved ones most want for this precious holiday season known as Christmas. Last I checked, it was a religious holiday. I didn't think religion meant that you had to buy a ton of stuff. I don't think Christ would appreciate his birthday being used as a marketing tool to buy a bunch of materialistic crap. I know I would not want May 8th to be a date when people would basically buy a bunch of crap to give to their loved ones to think, hey, you know, I love you. Here's a Wii. Or here's a Blu-ray player. Or here's a iPhone. Yes, love me, love me. Or here's an iPad. Have sex with me. Have sex with me, honey. Put it in. Oh, frack. If you buy a car, I'll let you... Well, I'm not going there. If you buy me a car, I'll let you... Well, I'm not going there. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. And if you don't know where I was going, you don't know me well enough, and your mind isn't in the gutter deep enough to know where I was going with that. So, yeah. So I go in at 12 o'clock today because I'm closing photo lab tonight at 9 o'clock. It will close at 9 o'clock. Anybody that says it should not close at 9 o'clock, let me introduce you to the novel concept of a shock stick. Yes, you see, here at Reeves Brothers, we have these little big, about 3-4 foot dowels, whatever they call them, but they're nicely rounded and just perfect to use as batons to whip your candy ass. I should be on crowd control for Black Friday next year. Get the riot gear out. Give me one of those rubber batons and just start wailing away at people that dare to defy me. You will get back in line or I'll put enough bruises on you to make you think you just got from S&M camp. Ah, frack. Now I gotta go do a daggum round. Oh, well. Peace out, Cub Scouts. Bye.